Ron, it feels like we just left the place, but here we are again, and you made it in. Did you wear your snowshoes today?
I barely made it in. Took me 95 minutes. Normally takes me 35 or 40. It was just slow until I got near Green Tree and couldn't make it up a couple hills. Had to backtrack two different times. You know how you kind of get some momentum going up a hill, and I'm going up a hill, and I think I'm going to make it. And somebody was, like, stuck in the middle of the hill. And then once you slow down, you don't make it.
Yeah, it's not good out there. So be very careful if you're on the roads right now.
You know, maybe the snow looks like it might be over and it's supposed to rain and melt. And it was an awful trip in, Joe. But, you know, I am not to be denied when it comes to working with you. It's what I live for, and I made it. And here we go. We got a lot of ground to cover. Nice Penguins win last night against a team they never beat.
Yeah, it was, Ron. It was a nice little win, I suppose. It was good. It was what needed to happen. I thought they played a great second period, but it seems to me there's a bigger picture here, a bigger story, if you will.
They got some issues.
A bigger story. That's the trade deadline coming up. I'm going to be writing about this today. I'm going to be talking about this today, and I wonder what Jim Rutherford is thinking. You know, part of me says, all right, you know, he did, in fact, make the big deal last year. He usually gets his work done before the deadline. So part of me says, all right, he's made his big trades. He's not going to do what he did last year, and his team is basically on the floor here, Ron. But the other part of me says, this is Jim Rutherford, and he loves to be the riverboat gambler. He loves to make the big deal, and he's done a pretty great job of it by and large since he's been here. What's he going to do at the deadline, and how does this relate to one Phil Kessel? I just wonder. I just wonder. I've been a big advocate of keeping Kessel, and I still am. But things just aren't going well, and when the trade stuff with Kessel tends to heat up, it coincides with him struggling, and this is a profound funk that he's in now. What's it been, 12 games
out of goal
without a goal?
The bottom line is he's not even shooting the puck. He had one block shot last night. He took one shot towards the net last night in 14, almost 15 minutes. It's been that way throughout this run. He's still a great playmaker. He can set up people, but he's paid to score goals, and he's not doing it right now. And do I think he'll be traded? No. Would I be shocked? No. I know for a fact they've looked into trading him before each of the past two seasons. And if they'd have got what they liked, they would have traded him. They didn't. He's here now. I expect him to be here now, maybe after the season. I think it would be a shocker if they trade him now. Now, Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, just put up a story talking to Rutherford where Rutherford said, you know what, I'm always looking to get better, but I don't feel the need. I like the way Malkin is trending. I think Hornquist is coming back from his injury. He hasn't had a point in 12 games, too. They need to get him going. But he said he likes McCann and Bjugstad playing with him. I don't know what you do with Kessel. If he doesn't score, he doesn't really help you a lot. But I don't see a trade at this point. I just don't.
Neither do I. But what do we see?
But it's interesting.
What do
to
we
think
see?
About.
Well, what if I told you Wayne Simmonds is a guy who's absolutely on the block? Phil Kessel has a buddy there in JVR. What if I told you Kessel for Simmonds straight up?
I love Simmonds. I mean, I'd take him in a heartbeat, but I mean, I believe he's going to be a free agent. He'd be
yep.
a rental player.
He would.
You hate to do that. Kessel's still under contract for like 20 more years. He has that big, long deal.
He's got three. Yep, three more years.
So, I mean, I don't know that they would trade with Philly. Philly would trade with them. I love Simmonds. I think he'd be just perfect for what they could use, but I don't know that I would make that trade.
Me neither. I mean, I'm just spitballing here, and I'm just wondering. I mean, you say they've thought about trading Kessel before. He's in a like I said, a profound funk right now.
Yeah. So I mean, would you get as much for him when he's in this funk?
No, I would think part of no. That's a good point. But I would think part of the reason you would trade Kessel is to get out from under the money he's owed in future years. So I would think trading for a rental wouldn't be that big of a deal. But I wouldn't
do it.
You're
trying to win right now. You're not worried about 3 years from now.
But isn't that part of the motivation?
No, that's what I mean. I agree. You're trying to win right now.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just noticed Wayne Simmonds has my birthday, Ron. I did notice that, August 26th. I wouldn't do it either. So how do you fix Kessel? How do you fix him?
You know, they've
they just had him on left wing. He played the fewest minutes last night that he's played since Christmas.
They've catered to him all along. Sullivan has tried. He plays him with Malkin, even though I don't think he thinks that's the best thing. I think he thinks Hornquist is better with Malkin. But you got to play to Kessel's ego. He didn't like playing left wing, so Aston Reese, in that sense, has kind of become a godsend, Joe. He's really coming on. Nice goal last night. Really playing well. Had two nice assists on Malkin goals on Sunday. So he can fit into left wing, moving Kessel back to Malkin's right. Kessel doesn't like playing left wing. Seems to me.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to play left wing if I was a career-long star on the other side either.
Seems if I watch him, he's always ending up on the right side anyway, even when he's playing left wing. But hasn't got him going as of yet, and he certainly has to score for them to be successful.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about his name popping up, I think, in Elliot Friedman's column, where he basically said he's been the subject of lingering trade rumors, though they have quelled lately. That's when Kessel was hot. All I'm saying is I wonder in the back of my mind, if it's a guy they've thought about trading before and the way things are going, you never know with Jim Rutherford. And I think since the bye week, since the Penguins came out of the bye week, Kessel has one goal and something like, I don't know, 15 or 16 shots on goal since then.
That's
Ron,
right. He's not shooting.
Games?
But the same thing happened in the playoffs last year. He didn't score. He had, one goal in the two series, I believe, and didn't shoot much. That's the problem. He's not – I don't know why. I went back and tracked it. I don't have the numbers in front of me. The 2 years when they won the Cup, his shots on goal and his shots attempted were way more per game than they were last year in the playoffs and the way it's gone this year.
So what do you do, Pittsburgh, with Phil Kessel right now? How do you fix this situation? 412-928-9370, 928-9370. He's beloved by this fan base. There's no doubt about that, and for great reason. He was a spectacular player in helping them win two Stanley Cups. He's coming off a bad series, I'll say, against the Capitals for sure. He was invisible. This season's been up and down. It's just he never truly, to me, has emerged from that funk, and yet – you know, he did have four assists in two games recently. Still, he's an elite playmaker, too.
Right.
He can.
You know, Joe, but there's been a lot of speculation that he and Sullivan just butt heads a lot. But I think Kessel's butted heads with every coach he's ever had. I think he wears out his welcome wherever he's been and drives coaches crazy by the way he trains, by the way he plays. Now, you know, they love him coming down the right wing and ripping off one of those wrist shots, don't they? It's as good as anybody in the game. But when he's not doing that, what do you like about his game? I mean, he does have the occasional assist, but when he's not doing that,
he's an offensive player. That's why you have him, and right. That's why I would keep him for the playoffs, because I believe, and I've seen too many times, this team where they could go whole series with barely scoring. They almost did once against Boston. Well, they have two goals in a whole series.
Yeah, thanks.
And then this guy came along, and he's been incredible in big games for the most part. You know, you take away last year's series, and the other stars here have had years where they had rotten playoffs. So I was willing and am willing to give him a mulligan. I'm a big Phil Kessel believer for what he can do for you when the games matter. But that doesn't stop me from wondering what they think and what they're going to do in the end. You think Zach Aston-Reese is the answer over there, Ron, on the second line?
So far, so good, right? I mean, he's looked great since he's come back from his injury. Nice goal last night. I think he looks comfortable. He's getting better and better and better.
I like him a lot. And I think I said this the other day. Different body type, but his game reminds me of Chris Kunitz over there in that it's a straight line, no nonsense. Puck retrieval game, and he can also make a play for you. Now, Kunitz had that incredible, nasty streak. But this guy will hit people, and I think other teams may identify him as the guy on the Penguins who's hitting people, and that's why he may find himself in more fights than maybe anybody wants, and he may be a guy they target. But and that may, you know, prevent him from being healthy. But I really like him over there, Ron. I think they found this, and more to the point, I think when you're giving away first-round picks at the rate the Penguins have, that when you have a college free agent like him emerge, it really mitigates any pain you'll feel from that. He might as well have been a first-round pick.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. absolutely. Hey, Joe, I know we got a break in a moment here, but a little bit of breaking news out of Cincinnati. You'll get a kick out of this guy. I guess he's from iHeart radio station in Cincinnati, or Dayton maybe. Vontaze Burfict cut by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Should the Steelers pick him up, Ron? Is that what you're asking?
I think there was some speculation that this would happen, but according to this gentleman, Andy Furman, who's got the check mark next to his name, that Burfict is cut. Well, that'll take an element out of the Steelers-Bengals games, won't it? They take a great element out of it. I mean, for the good for the Steelers and their health and long-term well-being.
Yeah. Well, let's talk for a minute about how we'll remember him, but also Kessel talk ahead. This is now a prolonged situation in which not a lot is happening, and he looks completely lost. What's your fix? 412-928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. Driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.